Glace Bay Food Bank is having trouble keeping food on the shelves. Director Linda McCrae says she can hardly remember when they were in a situation quite like this.
I've been here for 5 years, and I can honestly say that I can see a very critical situation starting to happen, and it's going to continue. Our numbers are rising. People are not doing well, and they have to access the food banks. So it's very worrisome.
McCrae says they have more clients now because of the rising food prices, while donations are down because generous people are also struggling.
Oh, donations have been at their lowest ever. Yes, like I said, in the 5 years I've been here, I've never seen donations so low. And I understand with the cost of living for everybody, it's hard for people now to donate because they're also worried about their own living situation and the cost that they have to pay. But there's such a large group. I'm in the middle of a perfect storm right now. Our numbers are going up. People in need are increasing, and donations are at their lowest.
Normally, the food bank is lacking items like canned milk and nutritious food, but McCrae says their inventory is down across the board.
And I don't mean to sound greedy, but we can use all non-perishables of every sort. Soups, peanut butter, cereal, spaghetti sauce, just to name a few. We will turn nothing away because it's all needed. I went to the grocery store last week and spent $6,000 to fill our shelves. They're almost empty again, and there's nothing coming in to replenish. And there's no way I can spend that amount of money every week to keep our families fed.
McCrae is encouraging anyone who can give across the Cape Breton Regional Municipality to check in with their local food bank because they are all dealing with the same challenges. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.